Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, September 27th. I'm Ray Graff. Planning a trip? Where to go? What do you pack? How do you prepare? Well, you're in luck today. We'll be discussing travel with one of our favorite guests, veteran travel planner Andrea Schwartz. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You may also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address, but the number is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is here, and she is among the most stunningly prepared guests we ever have on this program. And we'll talk about three-day weekend getaways and some Olympic events coming up at the Olympic Regional Development Authority. Much stuff to discuss. It begins after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Here to answer your travel questions today is custom travel planner Andrea Schwartz. She's been working with clients for 25 years, is an expert on American and Canadian national parks, having hiked through more than 40 of them. In the past year, she finished hiking the Grand Canyon rim to rim 25 miles for the ninth time. The 10th time could only be on the horizon. She's also traveled in Asia, Africa, and Europe, flown over Denali in a bush plane. Always great to have Andrea Schwartz here. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to have you back because I missed you my last show.
Well, I was on vacation.
You were on vacation.
I was getting a tuna melt. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But the number is 800-348-2551 if you have a question for Andrea Schwartz. And I mentioned in the billboard of the program that you are just a tremendously well-prepared guest, and you have prepared for us kind of a list of ideas for great three-day weekend getaways. And I thought we would start the show and discuss some of the things on the 12 or 13 pages you provided me here. So three-day weekend getaways, perfect.
Okay, well, so the summer is rolling to a close, and it's hard to tell with the temperature this week, but trust me, we will be having cabin fever very soon.
Yes.
So easy three-day weekends that can be done economically. Number one, I'd say Chicago. Chicago is a phenomenal city. It is a city with the best architecture of any city in America. They do architectural boat tours, so you just sit very comfortably and sail along as their docent describes all the buildings, the era, the architect, the purpose. It's great. Also right by where the boat launches, Millennium Park, which has climbing walls, beautiful gardens, and what is considered the number one outdoor arena for music concerts with really great acoustics. The Museum of Science and Industry, you can actually spend three whole days there. They have in one room that they put in a basement a captured German submarine from World War II.
Really?
They built a room around it. They dug a hole below the museum and dropped it in.
Can you go in the sub?
You can walk through the entire length of it.
Cool.
And they have sound effects. It's creepy.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
They pack 20 people in a room like 5x5. I don't know how they do it. People are stacked three up.
Wow.
So it's just the sense of being under the ground and, well, in this case, under the water, but you do have the effect of being low.
That is, I must check that out.
It's a great museum, and there's lots of other interesting things, but that's a real highlight.
Chicago's a great town.
Chicago is a great town. Lou Malnetti's Deep Dish Pizza. I was born and raised in Manhattan. I am a pizza snob. Lou Malnetti is terrific. You got to wait an hour. There are no reservations, but it's worth the wait.
So you like the thin crust?
I like the thin crust.
Me too. Me too.
But this is different. It's not like the thick crust you get around here. It's a very unique place.
Okay.
Lou Malnetti. And Second City.
Yeah.
Second City Comedy, another phenomenal thing in Chicago. You can have a packed three-day weekend. Boston and Cambridge, Bunker Hill, and the self-guided Freedom Trail. You can just pull it up on your phone and go to all the revolutionary sites.
Safely?
Safely.
Okay.
Completely safely.
All right, fair enough.
Yep, the MIT Museum, which is a little gem. They have the largest collection of holograms in the world. A whole bunch of science and technology information as well. You can do it in a couple of hours. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, it's on Mass Ave. There's a science museum. It's great for kids. There's an aquarium. The Harvard Museum of Natural History. is not like the Museum of Natural History in New York in terms of scope and size, but it is a gem and there's a lot of it.
Cost $70,000 to get in?
No. I think it's $4 or $5.
All right, fair enough.
And the JFK Library, which is a unique experience if you were alive when JFK was president, even if not, it's a great place.
Okay.
New Orleans next.
Oh, yeah.
A great place to spend 3 days. Jazz, ragtime, blues, cuisine, but bring the antacid because it is some heavy stuff they cook there. The architecture is very interesting, and when we were there, we took our own private little tour of the Ninth Ward, which is still decimated from the flooding.
Yep.
And it's very sad, but the Marsalis family, Wynton and Brandon Marsalis, their parents, and Harry Connick Jr. banded together, and they built this beautiful village called Musicians Village. It is a perfect gem of a place with a park for children, little homes, and they're all different, so it doesn't look like a cookie-cutter place. And it's dedicated to housing musicians who have been flooded out.
Oh, terrific.
So this place is the one restoration in New Orleans that's worth seeing, because when you drive through the rest of the Ninth Ward, it's pretty sad.
I would imagine that it would probably be better to take your three-day weekend in a time when it's not as crowded with people there to just go crazy.
Well, you know, New Orleans is always busy.
Yeah.
So that's one of those places.
Do you ever get nuts when you go there? Go a little crazy?
I don't let that happen.
Really? Well, good for you. You are a professional.
Austin, Texas. Music in the streets, in the clubs, in Austin City Limits, and Greasy Barbecue, which, not my favorite, but if you like it, a lot of that there.
How can you not like Greasy Barbecue, Andrea Schwartz?
And the Lyndon Johnson Library, which is my favorite presidential library, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was the most informative and nuanced of anyone that I've attended.
Oh, terrific.
So I loved it.
Okay.
Then my hometown, New York City, you can get half-price theater tickets at the tickets booth. Don't go to the one in Times Square. Go to the one at the South Street Seaport. It opens at 11.
All right.
And you'll have tickets, and then you can have the whole rest of the day. The Planetarium, Natural History Museum, Metropolitan Museum, the New Whitney, which begins at the High Line, which is always fun to walk and really nice in the fall. The MoMA, the opera, there are ways to get tickets to the opera for $25 day of if you log in. And we actually sat in the orchestra last year at $185 tickets.
Not for a rehearsal, but for an actual?
The regular deal,
oh,
yep.
Oh, we dipped. Oh, yep. Good for you. Did you like it?
We paid more for the part. Well, I love opera. So we saw the Turandot production, which was the Franco Zeffirelli, which
You can't beat Zeffirelli.
No, they applaud the scenery. It's great. It's so good. Let's see. Soho Cloisters, a little gem up in northern Manhattan. Little Italy, Brooklyn Museum, which people never go to and is great. The Greenhouse at the Botanical Gardens, which currently has the Dale Chihuly exhibit. And the Central Park Zoo. There are very inexpensive ways to go to New York. You can drive down, put your car at a hotel somewhere in Lower Westchester,
yeah,
for example, Yonkers, public transportation. Frequently, the hotels will drop you off at the train, and Amtrak is now fixed, so they won't take you to some unknown place.
Stop at Rye Playland maybe for a couple hours.
Is that still open?
Well, I don't know. You
don't
ride the
so.
Dragon Coaster? Oh, good time. Listen, let's take a call or two before we
okay.
get to your one-day
Ready.
Events.
Okay.
After their first break, we'll run down some of these great one-day vacations that you have. Our number is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is our guest, our travel expert. We'll go to Diana in Gloversville. Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you? And you mentioned all of my favorite cities. So
wonderful.
They're all great, great suggestions. I'm planning on going to Cuba, I think, after the first of the year, like March.
Okay.
And I think a cruise rather than trying to fly in. What are your thoughts on going there? What are the thoughts on getting there?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny. My husband is going in a few weeks to a medical conference there. So you still need a license. And what that means is you have to go with a group that has an approved license from the federal government. So you can do a people-to-people if you have, there are religious groups that go, there are people-to-people groups, there are medical groups, there are any number of licensed approved groups, but you have to go with one of them. You can't go on your own unless you go from out of the United States. And you could get yourself into some kind of trouble. It's
really?
Possible.
So if you went to drove up to Montreal and then you flew to Cuba, you could get in trouble.
Well, theoretically. I know people who have done it and no one has flagged them down, but the environment has changed somewhat about our Cuba opening up our relations with Cuba, so it's possible. I couldn't in good conscience recommend doing it without a group license.
Okay.
So, but there are plenty of them. A cruise is a good idea if you want to relax. If you want to see more of Cuba, I would recommend an on-the-ground, people-to-people. Abercrombie and Kent does a phenomenal job with that. So I could wholeheartedly recommend them, and you wouldn't have any problem legally. You would fly right from Miami nonstop. It's, I don't know, 45 minutes. And you'd be escorted all the way, and you'd see a lot.
How long your communist handlers will escort you the entire way?
Well, you know, your A&K handlers will escort you. And what they do best, in my opinion, because I've gone with them a few times to different places, is they get down to the nitty-gritty. So you will really meet people. You might go to someone's home for dinner. You won't be isolated as a tourist if you go with that group.
Right. Now, how long will it take to get this license from the government?
Well, the people who operate Cuban trips have already got them.
Ah.
So if you're putting together a group, you have to petition, and it varies depending on what you're asking for.
Hmm.
But individuals can't really do it that easily.
Diana, do you have a follow-up?
What was the name of this, of the A&K,
Abercrombie and Kent, yeah.
Okay.
They do a great job. So, and you won't feel like you're being whisked through as an American. You will really get a much more personal experience.
And about how long do you think the stays should be?
A week.
When you go down there?
A week, for sure, a week.
A week, okay.
Yeah. I think that now the area northwest of Havana is still pretty messed up from the hurricane.
Right.
But Havana's coming back pretty well, and I think in a couple of months it won't be a problem at all. So.
Diana, thank you for the call. Our guest today is Andrea Schwartz. We talk travel on this program, and our number is 800-348-2551. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Lathrop Communities, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition, together transforming the experience of aging. Lathrop.kendall.org. Poughkeepsie Farm Project, working to connect food, farm, and community. Organically grown CSA shares now available for the fall 2017 season. Farmproject.org. Edgar Bosick, certified financial planner, private financial design, South Hadley. Your life, your plan, your portfolio. PrivateFinancialDesign.com, securities through Cambridge Investment Research, member FINRA and SIPC. Kent Hicks Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. KentHicksConstruction.com. And Bed and Bull, Huntingdon, Massachusetts, a home-style bed and breakfast for dogs, offering overnight boarding on a 50-acre farm, convenient to Northampton, Springfield, and the Berkshires, bedandbull.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here, joined by Andrea Schwartz here, who's our travel expert, who's on this program every few months or so. And we'll get back to the phones in a minute at 800-348-2551. But let's talk quickly about some great one-day. I don't know how you can call a one-day thing a vacation.
Well, it's not, but
it's a getaway.
It's a getaway.
All right, what do you got?
Hartford, Connecticut, the Mark Twain Museum and Residence, my favorite author, and a wonderful place to visit. It's really historic and interesting. Storm King Sculpture Garden, New Windsor, south of Newburgh. A great day to spend. If the weather's good, you can have a picnic and giant sculptures. It's really beautiful.
It is cool.
Beautiful setting. The FDR Library and Museum in Hyde Park. It was the first presidential library ever. It's very small scale compared to the newer ones, but worth it. The New York State Heritage Trail. So this is something that you can find on a website. The Underground Railroad, a thematic linking of historic sites and interpretive centers that are related to the Underground Railroad and the anti-slavery movement in the state of New York. The Revolutionary War Trail for you history buffs is a linking of historic sites.
All in New York.
All in New York. And the Women's Heritage Trail, which is historic sites that are linked to women's suffrage and other women's rights issues. So you can just go online, get the map, get the interpretive information, and just do it on your own. So those are great one days.
As far as one day getaways, my read of you is that you rarely will just say, I'm getting in the car and I'm going somewhere. You plan everything out,
I do.
Right?
I do.
Is that a plus or a minus?
Well, I think if you're very well planned, you book space in there to be more spontaneous rather than wandering around without a plan, and then you end up coming home and doing nothing.
Plan spontaneity. You're a genius, Schwartz. Sorry,
I guess.
Back to the calls we go at 800-348-2551. David in New Paltz. David, you're on.
Hi, David.
Hi, Andrea. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing a good job there, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
My question, Andrea, is if the... I'm old enough to remember the Holocaust, and I'm a little antsy here. I'd like to know, if the Nazis took over America tomorrow, where would you go? Besides Israel. I've been to Israel. It's really claustrophobic there, I have to tell you.
Are you actually concerned about this as
this is a hypothetical, I would
issue,
assume. Yeah?
Or, are you asking me what my favorite country is or where I feel safest? Is that
If the Nazis took over.
Well, you know, I don't know. That's kind of a big pill
to
swallow.
How about Norway? Right?
I would say
Iceland.
Scandinavia is always a peaceful option. Switzerland is now considered by all surveys to be the number one country in the world for food quality, environmental quality, and believe it or not, they're neutral, but peace and...
not sailing, clearly.
No, but they're good for skiing, and I like that.
Oh, you do like the skiing.
I do, yeah. I go out west every
year. Have you been to Switzerland?
I have been to Switzerland. It's a beautiful country. It's very clean, very... But I think Japan might be something I'd consider. Japan is a wonderful place to visit, and I think that there's a sensibility there that I feel very comfortable with. But I think that's a very difficult question to
Absolutely.
Answer.
And
I think that I'm just telling you places I like visiting.
Certainly one of the odder questions we've had here on the travel show.
Well, let's hope it never comes to pass, okay?
Let's go to David in Pittsfield. David, you're on.
Hi. My question is, with the terrible destruction in Puerto Rico, one of their economics is the tourist industry. What's your take on how long they'll be able to get that back together, and when should one start to look to maybe go back to visit Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands?
We're talking about this on the break before the show.
Yeah, so I actually get daily updates from my various connections, and this morning was pretty depressing.
Mm.
Puerto Rico is probably going to lose a year.
A year.
I think so. And I think right now they haven't even got water restored or electricity to most of the island. There are hospitals that are decimated. Their backup generators are failing. So I think it's really reckless to think that it's anyway safe to travel there. And my heart breaks because it's one of their biggest, financial boosts. Tourism is what they live for there. So I feel it's tragic, but I don't feel for me comfortably, I would have to know exactly what's on the ground before I could recommend it. The Virgin Islands, I think, is going to come back faster. St. John's,
really?
St. Thomas, they're a mess. But I think maybe January, February, that they're going to be in good shape. Now, on the bright side, this morning I got a personal letter from Grace Bay in Turks and Caicos, because I've been in touch with them. I have clients who travel there every year. And they are opening up tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow. So, but Grace Bay is a much more, a much wealthier island. The infrastructure is much more solid, and they took less of a hit. So,
when you go to a place like that, though, you need a passport?
To Grace Bay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a big wallet.
See, with Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, you're still in the United States.
Right, but it's not a big deal. You can go to the post office and get a passport. You don't need much.
Well, some people, it's a big deal, but
You can do it online.
I'm set to travel anywhere, but I was concerned about that segment of the economy and what your thoughts on it. So I thank you very much. And I was hoping they'd be able to get things going a little, 6 months or something.
A look at the State Department website, because they're actually warning people about all the various places that are concerning. Okay. And you can always look it up there. And you can get in touch with me because I'm getting daily updates.
And how do people get in touch with you?
AndreaAir1@gmail.com. So my name and the word AIRONE, AIR1@gmail.
I don't know if this is apocryphal or merely anecdotal information that I have for you, but a friend of mine, his family, they timeshare. I forget where, somewhere, Aruba maybe, I don't know. But they said they're booked, but the flights now, because of all the aftermath of this storm, the flights are just ridiculously priced.
There is that. But I think that's going to be addressed very soon because there are some legal issues, and I think it's being curbed as we speak. I don't think that's going to persist.
So not for long?
No, I don't think so. And as far as Aruba has never shut down.
I'm not sure it was Aruba. My memory's terrible.
Well, all right. But for those of you who are looking for a guarantee, Aruba is pretty much of a tropical desert. So there are cactus growing right alongside the palm trees. It's 90 miles off the coast of Venezuela, and they don't get hurricanes. So it's much drier climate. And
well, that was my point. They weren't affected so much, but the overall region and flights in general, the prices have gone up, which to me seemed not right.
Well, there's gouging. There is. Yeah. But I actually looked at Aruba a couple of days ago, and it was pretty much in line with last year.
Oh, good. So, oh, that's great. Yeah. This one came in via email from Robert in the town of Wright. I'm interested in the Two River Tour services in Europe. What advice can you offer regarding their service for solo patrons or other options? And that's from Robert.
Well, solo patrons are generally surcharged for a single supplement. And some companies are beginning to remove those, but I can't speak to that. I haven't looked them up lately. But the first thing I would do is find out about the surcharge, because sometimes it's almost as expensive as two people traveling.
Why would they do that?
Well, they have a room that they can book two people in, and two people, let's say it's $2,500 for the week. So they get $5,000 for the two people. They can't put one person in a room for the $2,500 if their revenue, it depends on the full payment
right.
for the room.
All right. Understand.
So for the cabin.
Our guest today is Andrea Schwartz. The number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. If you have a travel question, Carol in Pittsfield is on. Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I have a one-week trip planned in February to Sicily, and I wanted to extend it somewhere in Europe or in North Africa that's safe for a single person traveling and that is also not very damp and very cold.
Okay.
You know, as Amsterdam or London or Paris might be.
Did you buy your flight yet?
No.
Okay. So I would say Madrid is a good option. Safe, great food, fantastic museums. What are your interests?
Art, nature.
Okay. Well, Madrid, Barcelona are terrific options. And if you book with Iberia, you can probably do a free stopover. I never go to one place and come back if I'm out of the country. You can, like Australia, you can stop in Hawaii for free and stay 4, 5, 6 days, whatever you want. We came back from Tel Aviv and we spent a week in, where were we? In Austria, in Vienna. We came back from Morocco and we spent a week in Madrid. So you always have a stopover somewhere, unless you're flying nonstop, which is rare these days. And once you're out of the country, the airlines allow you a free stopover, either going or coming, now, only in one direction. So
now that's Iberia or airlines in general?
Every year. I mean, I used Iberia for Morocco. So, but I mean, I've used every airline for this. I always book in a stopover. It's a nice change of pace because you're in one place and then you're in another, and it kind of caps off the trip. So it's not hard to do. You just have to pick where you want to go and then pick the airline that, if you want to stop over in Paris, fly Air France. That's the point. If you want to stop over in London, fly British Air.
I spent quite a lot of time in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Portugal would be a place to go.
That's an option, yeah. That's an option.
Okay. Well, Carol, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. We go over to Mike in Saratoga Springs. Mike, you're on.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. In the time I was waiting, I switched my question. I hope it's going to be okay.
Uh-oh.
That's fine.
Not too earth-shattering, but I recently was requested on a business trip to go, coming up in a few weeks, to Medellin, Colombia. Now, despite my perfect pronunciation, I do not speak Spanish. So, number one, I looked on the government website. I know it has an old reputation, so just if you can clear my mind on that. And number two, if I'm down there, should I see anything, or are you familiar with there?
Well, you know, that was one of the drug capitals
of the
world.
Yeah, stay away from the white powder when you're down there.
So my advice always for travelers in terms of areas that have had cautions in the past is to check the government website, the State Department website. They can give you any kind of warnings, areas to stay away from. I would also contact the Tourist Bureau for the country because they do not want the advertisement of tourists getting mugged or into trouble. So I would call them directly. There are tourist bureaus all over the country for different countries. Get in touch with them and tell them your concerns, and they can probably steer you the best. It's much safer than it used to be. It is much safer than it
is. Oh, that's good news. You know, you have many clients, and you do custom travel. Has anyone ever inquired about space tourism?
No.
Not yet?
But I'm
coming.
I'm interested.
Would you do it?
I would absolutely. If I could afford it, absolutely.
It's coming. And the price will come down.
I applied for Teacher in Space.
Now, what is Teacher in Space?
That was the Challenger disaster.
Really?
They didn't take me.
You actually applied to go
on
that?
I did. I filled out all the forms because back in the day, my first career was in education.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I filled out a 30-page form.
So you would, if you get the opportunity, if one of these big wigs who are getting ready to do private commercial space tourism, you would A, book, and B, possibly go?
If I could write a check, yes.
Wowzers. All right, let's go back to the phones. Andrea Schwartz is our guest.
It's the ultimate travel.
If you come back,
If you come back. If not, you've lived an interesting life.
Well, you make a point. Patrick in East Hampton. Patrick, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So my question is, my wife and I are both school teachers with a ton of student loans, which means we have lots of time in the summer and no money. Mm. And I would love to hear any advice that you have. We would love to go to Europe, and especially now with the low-cost international flights coming to Hartford, that's much more conceivable. But where would you go to sort of maximize the amount of time we can spend for the least amount of money and still sort of see the sights and have an enjoyable experiment?
Well, again, I guess I probably have to know how much money we're talking about and how long you want to go for, because that would impact the decision. I don't know.
I guess say the budget is, you know, maybe one step up from staying in hostels and backpacking, but not a whole lot more than that.
Okay. Well, I mean, Italy is very expensive. It's also my favorite country in Europe. It's doable. It's just you have to think and plan ahead because restaurants are very pricey. Museums are expensive. Renting a vehicle, taking the train, and they're not very forgiving about reservation changes. So,
well, what are they going to do?
Well, they'll just cancel you out.
Oh, I see.
In other words, if you book a train point to point and you have to change your itinerary, you lose the money.
Oh, I thought you meant restaurant reservations.
Oh,
pardon me.
No, train reservations.
Okay,
yeah,
continue.
It's pretty strict. I don't know what you really. I was going to suggest something totally off the wall that I was. This is the 100th anniversary, possibly, or some big anniversary of the Canadian National Park System. They actually offered a free park pass, but it's not even expensive if you want to buy it. However, they have tent camps that you can rent all over the National Park System in Canada. They're very inexpensive, and Canada is like 75 cents U.S. to the dollar. So traveling in Canada,
that sounds like a great option.
Yeah, traveling in Canada is great.
But you do what? You want to stay in a tent in November in Canada?
Well, he's talking about the summer. He's a school teacher.
Oh, I see.
And I actually, if you get in touch with me, can send you the website that I got today. It's terrific. You can go all over. I mean, Canada has a lot of national parks, and it's safe. It's clean. Food is reasonably priced. It's a lovely environment, and it's not on fire at the moment like a lot of
Sounds great. I would ask just very quickly, what are your thoughts on for the kind of thing I'm describing, more Central Europe, Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland? Does that kind of still fit the bill as far as relatively cheap travel?
It's relative, but not the way it used to be. People used to go to Spain or Greece, and Greece is actually still an option. Greece is actually less expensive. That's a possibility, but again, you're probably going to want to get on a boat and go see a different island. You're not going to want to stay on the mainland, and that runs into money once again. So, you know, get in touch with me and let me know how much you actually want to spend, and I'll see if I can figure it out. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate the call. I have been talking to, or I have talked to in the last couple of months, two different people who have gone to Iceland and had a phenomenal time.
It's phenomenal.
Is it very pricey?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it's expensive. Yeah, they have a very, very robust economy, and people are upper middle class, upper middle class, and they have a VAT tax and they charge appropriate fees for things. So it's a beautiful country.
Have you been?
Yeah. You need to do the Ring Road, 10 days on the Ring Road, 8, 9 days on the Ring Road. You can go in the winter for the Northern Lights if you want, but you can't skimp on time. But it's definitely expensive. It's not. There are some hotels. You can stay with families. There are, you know, Airbnb stuff that will make it less pricey.
Well, it's funny. One of the people who went went with a group, and they all ended up staying with families. And
yeah.
I got the impression, I didn't ask, but that it was not overly pricey for the trip.
It's not, but the hotels in Reykjavik are expensive.
Mm.
So if you don't spend too much time in Reykjavik, then, you know, if there are certain attractions that people want to go to. So those are expensive, too, like the Blue Lagoon.
Which is beautiful.
It's just beautiful. I would say it's a wide price range. You can, and the great part about Iceland is it's a short flight from the East Coast, so it's much shorter than going to Europe.
Right, you are. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. Let's get one more call in here before we take our next break. 800-348-2551 is the number. Don in Gloversville. Don, you're on.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi, Ray and Andrea. I've booked a holiday on Tortola in the BBI's first week of January. And the resort is no longer there.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I paid for the airfare in March of this past year, so I booked it well in advance. I did not get insurance, foolishly. So what do you think, what kind of forgiveness or tolerance am I going to get from the airlines on trying to extend the rebooking opportunity?
Okay, well, the rebooking opportunity, what airline are you flying?
American.
Okay, that you should probably get total forgiveness, and they'll allow you to change the flight to another date. The question is when, and that's part of the problem. I would not wait. I would absolutely get in touch with them. Do it by email through their customer service line and let them know what's happened, and get in an email that you'll have, you know, evidence and print it that they're agreeing to that.
So a record of the...
Absolutely. Okay. I would not wait. Make sure you give them your locator number and the dates and the official name that you use on the ticket. If you have the ticket number, that's even better because they can find it very quickly. And I would ask them what their policy is. All of the airlines that I've dealt with so far are allowing people to change without any penalty. Sometimes they're actually allowing you to cancel, and that might even be a better option because you get your money back. Next time, insurance is a good idea, though, because
Don,
it won't
thank
be
you.
Aggravated.
Thank you for the call. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. We got to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be right back.
Support for WMT comes from the Department of Theater Arts, SUNY New Paltz. To Kill a Mockingbird, the coming-of-age tale where poverty and racism exist side by side. October 12th through 22nd, newpaltz.edu/theater. Quality Foreign Car Care, Boston Spa, New York. Specializing in European car sales and service for over 20 years, qfcc.com. Penny Farthing Investment Management, Amherst, a socially conscious, fee-only investment advisor of personal, retirement, and endowment portfolios, including the Bright Penny Community Strategies, brightpenny.org. Chester Common Table, Main Street, Chester, Massachusetts, locally sourced comfort food, beers, wine, and cocktails, live music every Friday, outdoor seating available, chestercommontable.com. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, protecting the land that protects the lake, offering more than 32 miles of trails for hiking, birding, and outdoor exploration. HikeLakeGeorge.org.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. We talk travel today with Andrea Schwartz. Our number is 800-348-2551. And from what I could see in the several pages you have given me, World Cup events at Lake Placid. That's close to home and will be great.
It is great. So the Olympic year this year is for the Winter Olympics, and it's in Seoul, Korea. And I don't think many people are going to be flying there for that event for innumerable reasons.
No. People may be flying there, but I think they might be in uniform.
Yes,
so
that's true. Yeah. And they're not going to be interested in winter sports. So far, the schedule has not been published yet on the Olympic Regional Development Authority's website, but I spoke to some people up there, and this is a real opportunity. If you've never seen Olympic athletes performing in the winter sports, it's a unique thing. It's very different than television. It's phenomenal. So what I have so far, the Skeleton World Cup, and a World Cup means international meet, and it's for points, and it's for a position on an Olympic
team. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Have you done the skeleton?
I'd like to.
Head first?
I have not done
really?
It.
Really? Oh, it's a rush.
I think my husband would allow me. I think we finally draw the line on that.
Okay, fair enough.
Finally say, this is it,
kiddo. It's like nothing in the world, Andrea. I'm telling you. All right, and what else?
So that's November 9th and 10th. The Skate America, that is published on a website. That is athletes from all over the world, Olympic athletes, just like going to the Olympics for $1,000 a ticket. Women's, men's, pairs, ice dancing. The tickets are available online, and they're at the Olympic Arena in Lake Placid over Thanksgiving weekend. The Luge World Cup in December 15 and 16, another crazy event. The Bobsled World Cup, December 15th and 16th. And then my favorite, and I'm going, the Aerials World Cup.
What's that?
Picking the United States ski team.
So this is the ski jumping?
These are the, well, not jumping. These are the people who take off from a lift. You know, a jump, and then they spin, twist, flip, and try to land on their feet.
Right.
So this is a great event, and it's actually at night. So that's 19th of January, the trials under the lights, and the 20th is the finals under the lights. They will be picking our Olympic team, and there will be other international competitors there. They also just built a brand-new facility, so if you're freezing, you can go inside and watch from a picture window.
Oh, perfect.
That's changed.
All right, that's great. And where will we be able to find out once it's posted?
Well, it should be on the Olympic Regional Development Authority, the ORDA site.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. I actually went to the different sports and picked through that and found the sport actual authority listing.
Do they still have the ski jump ramp up there?
They do, yeah.
That's great.
They do.
You ever done that?
I have not.
Oh, it's terrific.
I think I would actually pass on that.
What a rush.
I went to the top of it and looked down.
Did you really?
I did.
Well, I wouldn't even do that. All right, let's go to Mary in Voorheesville. Mary, you're on.
Hi there.
Hello. I have a question about air flight to Ireland or actually anywhere. My husband suffers from leg cramps, and he's giving me the stipulation that he will get on a plane. Oh, and by the way, hates to fly. He will get on a plane if he can lie down in one of those seats.
Okay.
Is there any medical reason I could get him a seat?
Like a doctor's note?
Well, I can tell you that we flew to Beijing and back from Shanghai in first class, but I used points. The tickets were $9,500 a piece.
Is first class really great?
It is amazing. I had a full-length bed with down quilts and nice mattresses and a screen that I could order meals of any kind.
Really?
Whenever I wanted with touching.
You got a shower?
The chef came. No, no shower.
No?
But the chef came by and with hors d'oeuvres and platters, and you would love it.
Wow.
I don't drink, so I didn't partake in any of that.
Well, good for you.
Endless. But it was extraordinary, and we slept 8 hours and got off and had breakfast on the plane. And we had dinner, we had snacks, we had movies.
If you don't use points, though, how much does that run you?
Well, that was 95. To China was 9,500.
Yikes!
Per person.
What about Ireland?
Ireland would probably be first class with flatbeds. I'm guessing around 4,000. Now, there are a couple of options. If you have points, you can upgrade. But the points can only be upgrading a flight that is full fare coach. So you can upgrade a big discounted ticket. But there's no way that any kind of medical would be allowed because everybody would just like all the people with, you know, their
my sciatica's acting up.
Yeah.
Put me in first class.
Yeah.
I like it.
So how about business class? Is that an option?
Business class is not a flatbed, but it is a much more comfortable option. And that's an option. Actually, you have to check the airline because not everybody flies first or business. It depends on the airline you're using. And some of the airlines eliminated the business class. So they have first class and then they have coach. And they're calling the first business first. And so depending on the plane configuration, which there are dozens of, you have to really look into it. There's a website you can look up. I can't think of the name of it. I'm sure you could Google it. That tells you every plane configuration that flies. So you can look that up and pick the plane you want and then see if you can get it.
Wow, that sounds like fun, though. First class. Wow.
It's fun.
I think I'm going by myself.
I think you might be. Well, don't pass up because Ireland is a great, wonderful place to visit.
You send a postcard, Mary. It'll be fine.
Or give him some drugs, knock him out, and just get him on the plane.
Well, that's terrific. Now, of course, you know, I don't fly very often.
I know.
You know, for me, going 75 in a Pontiac Bonneville is quite good enough. But you're in first class, and you get a bed.
Yes.
Okay. Andrea's asleep over the South China Sea. They had turbulence. Is Andrea strapped into the bed?
You know, I slept like a baby, so I don't really know.
Well, I mean, do you have to put a seatbelt on?
No, no.
Well, what happens if you hit turbulence? You hit the ceiling.
I'm supposing that since they have so many people attending to the first class cabin that they'd come over and do it for you. I don't know, but we had a smooth flight. I think we did. I slept through it. So.
That is pretty amazing.
It was nice. They give you slippers and an eye mask and lotions and potions and endless food. And
you are kidding
me. I couldn't eat all of it. It was really...
All right, let's go back to the phone. Susan in Sunderland, Mass. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Andrea. I love this show. It's so exciting to hear travel stuff.
Oh, thank you so much.
My friend and I are going to Italy in a few days.
Wonderful.
And I wanted to ask you your favorite off-the-beaten-path places in Venice and Florence.
Wow. Okay, the Guggenheim Museum in Venice, I think, is a great, interesting experience. Are you interested in blown glass? Because you can take the Murano boat and watch the ancient art of glass blowing. So that's
Is that again?
So you take a boat from Venice. It's called the Island of Murano, M-U-R-A-N-O.
Yeah.
And some of these are families that have been blowing glass for hundreds, literally hundreds of years. So that's another option in Venice. Just walk everywhere. You know, walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. Get on the Vaporetto. It's just a beautiful and extraordinary city to spend time in. So I think, check out Murano and, you might like it. What are you interested in? And the Guggenheim. I mean, most people don't go to the Guggenheim Museum, but it's really interesting.
Well, my friend is really interested in, like, if there's any artisan markets that are local.
Everywhere. So I would, where are you staying?
We're staying in Mestre.
Okay, So that's a little bit off the beaten path, but do you know if the hotel has, like, concierge or anything?
We're staying in an Airbnb all the way.
Except
when we're in Sicily with my cousin.
Right, okay. Well, then I would probably just look it up, because without the advice of, you know, people at the desk or concierges, everywhere you go in Venice, there's an atelier of artisans, leather, glass, you know, all kinds of art creations. That's what the city is about. It's one of the ancient great cities of the world. So I
think. And what about Florence?
Florence is spectacular. How much time have you got?
We'll be there 3.5 days.
Do you have a car?
Not in Florence, no.
Okay, so you won't be able to go to Siena or Cinque Terre or any of those.
We're getting a car after we're in Florence for a few days. We're going to get a car. Yes, we're going to. We're going to stay in La Spezia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll stay in Volterra, and we're not sure about the next couple of days.
That's going to be
4 days with a car.
Try to get to Siena and try to get to Cinque Terre. I would advise you not to miss those two.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have fun. Thank you. 800-348-2551, the number for Andrea Schwartz here on Vox Pop. Calvin in Ulster County. Calvin.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
Oh, good. Okay. I have a friend who's going to Portugal.
Yeah.
And I don't think she really has figured out everything she wants to do, but she's going to the north first. Some of her interests are natural beauty, coastal and mountains, museums, architecture, agriculture. And what might you suggest?
Well, honestly, I would suggest that she get herself a book and start thinking about what she wants to do.
Well, I think she's doing that,
okay.
Yes, but I just take the opportunity to ask you.
You know, the sea coast is beautiful. I think that would probably be my focus, because it's the most interesting part to me of Portugal, you know, driving along the coast and just taking in the scenery. So I think that, and then the food is great, lots of seafood. It's very interesting culturally, so...
Well, sounds like fun.
Are there museums?
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know where she's going, so it's hard for me to advise.
Right. No,
you know?
That's good.
She's starting up north, and I don't really know. If she wants to email me, I can help her out a little bit more, but this is a little vague.
Okay, and he asked, how's the pricing?
Portugal is less expensive than Spain. It's still Europe, and we're still dealing with the euro, and so, you know, it's not, traveling in Europe is not cheap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been for a long time.
All right. Thank you, Calvin. We appreciate the call. And let's quickly go on over to Jean in Cummington. Jean, you're on.
Okay. Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
I live in the Netherlands officially for 42 years.
Wow.
But I'm coming back here for at least 7 months a year. So I fly Aer Lingus, which has a great connection to Bradley. I'm referring to a telephone call you got from a couple that wants to go cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
I spend $545 for a return.
Right. But they wanted first class. They wanted first class.
Oh,
which was
they want first class.
Yes.
Oh, who doesn't,
well,
right?
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm putting in a plea for Amsterdam because there's so much to do there.
I think it's one of the most wonderful cities in the world, and I couldn't agree more. I love Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jean.
That's all I had to contribute.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate the contribution. 800-348-2551. Nancy in Adams, Massachusetts. Nancy, you're on.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for this wonderful program.
Thank you.
I've done some European travel, and what we've done is the river cruising and found it to be very reasonably priced. I'm referring to the school teachers that were looking for some great things to do.
Yeah.
Some cruise ships will have a 2-for-1.
Right.
And free airfare out of Boston or very reasonably priced out of Boston.
Which companies are you talking about?
I cruised with Viking.
Okay. I think that might be a little bit pricey.
We did Moscow.
Nice.
To St. Petersburg.
Right.
We did the Danube. We did the... I can't think of it.
I think those are in the thousands per person, though, for like a week to 10 days, and that's kind
I guess
of
it depends on what you consider pricing.
Sometimes it's 2-for-1.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they have those from time to time.
Well, Nancy, thanks a lot. We'll move it along here very quickly. Have you done much traveling behind the old Iron Curtain, Andrea?
No, actually.
Really?
I haven't, no.
You going to go sometime?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I was in Berlin when there was a wall, actually, a long time ago.
But you were on the west side of the wall?
I was on the west side of the wall, yeah.
Good plan.
But I was never on the east side, no.
All right, let's go to Lois in Lake Luzerne. Lois in lovely Lake Luzerne, you're on.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. My husband and I are celebrating our 50th anniversary next
week. Oh, congrats.
Thank you. And we're taking our family to Alaska.
Wonderful.
We've already booked the cruise and the airfare, but I have not gotten travel insurance yet, and I just booked the airfare last week, so now I have no clue as to where to go for travel insurance. Who do you recommend?
I can't recommend on the air, but if you get in touch with me, I will be happy to help you out with
and
it.
What is your email address again, Andrea?
AndreaAirone@gmail.com.
AndreaAirone@gmail.com.
That's it. Yeah, get in touch with me, and I can help you out.
So you definitely want insurance, even if you're going to Alaska?
Well, I think if you lose your money, if one of the people on the trip gets sick and
you
can't go...
Yeah, we're probably going to be spending $50,000 before we're done.
Let me ask you this.
You know, for everybody.
How long is the cruise you're going on?
It's a 7-day cruise and then 4 days inland. 4 days inland starts, and then we're going to cruise for 7 days after that.
Okay, so where are you going on land?
We're starting in Anchorage, and we're going up to Denali.
Right. Okay.
And we're going to do coach and train. And
so,
then we're cruising from, it's the Princess Cruise.
Right, so you're going to stay at the Denali
Anchorage
Princess.
Area.
You're going to stay at the Denali Princess, correct?
And we're going to, I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. So I don't know how much free time you're going to have, but you're spending a lot of money. And if you want to spend a little bit more, that'll make it the most unforgettable trip. Do a bush plane.
We're both 75. We'll be 76 by the time this happens.
Yep.
So,
bush plane. A bush plane over Denali. You will never forget
it. A bush plane.
Yep.
Oh, a bush plane?
Yep. You don't need much time. And if you get in touch with me about the insurance, I can explain to you how that works. But that is a one-of-a-kind experience. And you're spending a lot, so this won't really make much of a
difference. Just ballpark, what kind of price would you expect to pay for insurance for 10 people?
Well, I have to have the ages of the people and the amount of the trip.
All right, so the specifics, and we're at the end of the show anyway, Lois.
It's complicated.
Okay, well, then I will definitely email you, Andrea.
I can give you options.
Well, my gosh, congratulations on the huge anniversary. That's great.
Yeah, that's
have
pretty
fun.
Exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Well, we're about out of time here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm going to get a lot of emails tonight.
You are going to the Grand Canyon again?
Yep, in 4 or 5 days.
10th time.
Number 10.
When is enough enough, Andrea Schwartz?
I don't think ever.
Really?
Well, the only thing I'd swap it out for would be Kilimanjaro, and I'm thinking seriously about that. So,
well, I think the Grand Canyon will be quite hurt if you...
It might. It might.
Ten times. Are you going to do anything new? Ride the donkey backwards?
No, I don't do donkeys. I just hike.
Really?
I would never go on a donkey. It's
why?
It's cheating.
All right. Well, we're done. The show is over. Andrea Schwartz. Once again, the email address?
AndreaAir1@gmail.com.
And you're spelling out air and one.
AIRONE. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Ray.
Support comes from Jane Iredale, a mineral makeup company specializing in makeup that is good for the skin. Jane Iredale Retail Shop at Louisa Ellis Boutique, Great Barrington. JaneIredale.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy at No Moo, Dairy Free. Handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harrells.com. The 1850 House and Inn and Tavern, now taking reservations for romantic getaway packages and special events. Heated deck for waterfront dining, the 1850house.com. And Pelham Auto Service at the Amherst Belchertown line, located by the sign of the Flying Pig, a worker-owned and operated service repairing foreign cars since 1972, PelhamAuto.com. Thanks again to Andrea Schwartz for joining us today. Thanks to you for the tremendous number of great calls. Sorry if we didn't get to your call today. And thanks to Zach Malloy at the controls. Well done, sir. Thanks to Carol Lapani for answering the phones. Our producer, Jimmy Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, our gardener experts will be here to expertly handle your garden or something like, I don't know. I can't even read. Stand by for news.